This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. It's time for Family Time, our new fortnightly series done in collaboration with Happy Go KL, a website dedicated to families, which is run by parents and which gives you all the latest articles, event listings, news, and so much more, again, with a focus on families. So today we are going to do another travel-themed show, this time with a focus on Ipoh. And joining me to share their experiences of traveling to Ipoh with a special focus on glamping are Jayanti Naidu Desan and Chu Poy San from Happy Go KL. Welcome, ladies. How are you today?
Very good.
Thank you so much for joining me. So we are going to focus on Ipoh today, another travel theme show for the day. And I think we all know, you know, any parent traveling with kids, they need to find things to keep them entertained. So you guys have both visited Ipoh. I mean, why do you think it's an ideal place for families?
So Ipoh is often underrated for most Malaysian families because most of us have an uncle or an auntie or a cousin twice removed. So Ipoh often is seen as a place we go to visit family and do a little bit of food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But if you actually plan carefully, Ipoh is a fantastic family getaway. It just needs a bit of planning and some structure.
Okay.
Okay.
Are either of you ladies from Ipoh, by the way?
No.
No. Okay.
I grew up in Perak, though. So I do have some links to Perak.
Okay.
But again, when you go with the kids, it's a whole new perspective you gain. And you know, I go to Perak very jaded. I've seen this, I've done that. But everything is new with the children. And the different ages, I get a fantastic different perspective. So that's the difference traveling with children.
Okay. And I guess you're forced to explore almost, right? Places to keep them entertained.
Yes. And this time, what we did, we took the train to Ipoh. Just to do something different.
Lovely.
It was very easy. You book the ETS online, and within 2.5 hours, you are in the magnificent Ipoh railway station.
Okay.
You get a grab, and you're off to your hotel, and you get started. And it's a fantastic experience for the children because they could look out of the window. It was wonderful. But driving to Ipoh is always a pleasure as well, because as you enter Ipoh, this beautiful limestone hills greet you, saying,
sure.
Hello,
yeah.
Time to relax, holiday. So Ipoh's always, that's a nice way to be greeted as you get into Ipoh.
Yeah, especially after you leave Klang Valley and, you know, all buildings, suddenly you just see all these mountainous ranges, which, I mean, to be fair, some of them are being cut down, but, you know, there's still a lot left and it's really like entering a different world.
Definitely. So this time, what we did, we went to Ipoh Old Town, the Heritage Trail. There are a few concubine lanes, a few of these lanes that have been revived, have become very hipsterish.
Yeah.
So concubine lane, as the name says, has had a colourful past. You can have imagery of opium-clad streets with ladies betting their colourful eyelashes. But now it's more Pokemon and Hello Kitty bric-a-brac for the children. It's a nice, lovely walk. And it takes you, there are a few little small museums. We found one hunch in Petsu, which we booked earlier, and we went in. It's beautiful time travel back in time. Wonderful historical overview of the mine. They had some mining equipment. My children were very excited about trying the engineering equipment. Something about the history. So that gave them some context about Ipoh and the rich mining past. Mm-hmm. That was nice. And of course, a few pit stops for some char kway teow, some
chicken rice.
Yeah. You went on a
chicken rice hunt.
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty good actually. My kids love those chicken rice bowl. They have chicken rice bowl as well.
Oh, like Malacca.
Like Malacca, yes.
Interesting. And there's some other things that are very famous in Ipoh food-wise.
Well, the place to be for breakfast will be Nam Hiong for the old town coffee.
Yes.
The char kway teow, the curry noodles. I am a Perakian, so I'm obviously partial. And the buttery egg tarts. It's worth the trip. Just for the egg tarts at Nam Hiong.
At Nam Hiong itself.
Yes.
Okay. Is this like an Ipoh like delicacy almost? Is it found in many different places, and Nam Hiong is like the...
Nam Hiong is probably an institution of its own.
Okay,
yeah, it's been there for, I don't know, 200 years or so.
Wow.
Old Town, yeah.
They're also famous for those like salted chicken...
Salted chicken?
Yeah, baked salted chicken.
Okay. Yes, I saw a lot of shops like selling that.
Yes.
People were packing it, and I imagine bringing it back to KL or wherever they were going to.
And the white coffee, obviously, is a star attraction.
It's white coffee, yeah.
Yes. So once you have all that, you want to walk it out. And the heritage trail again, you know, those murals. I brought an old camera and I passed it to one of the boys who was happily clicking away the murals. And some of the architecture is really lovely. There's the old mosque, Kapitan Kaling Mosque, even the St. Michael's School. It's lovely to just walk down and amble and have a nice afternoon stroll.
Okay. So. And the kids enjoyed themselves, you know, going to like historical places, for example, like the mosque and all of that. I mean, was there something that, you know, piqued their interest at least?
They enjoyed the walk and the camera helped, obviously, yes. And there's Ipoh Padang always has some sporting activity. So when we went, they had a cricket match.
Okay.
So that piqued their interest again,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about you, Sun? I mean, you took your children.
Yeah.
And what sort of things did they like to see over in Ipoh? I mean, let's talk about Ipoh Town itself, you know, what did they enjoy?
They don't really enjoy the whole town because it's so hot there. So they just say, oh, when can we go? When can we go? I said, but then it's like when it comes to the food trail thing, then they're quite, you know, interested to experience like different type of food that I haven't experienced before. Like my youngest, she hasn't tried pomelo before, the fruit.
Yes. Mm.
So, and then she was quite amazed. Oh, it tastes like orange. No, it's not. But she loved it. Yeah, the kids love it. Yeah.
Because pomelo is another thing from Ipoh. I remember when we stayed in the hotel,
it's famous,
you know, it was
Ipoh.
Our welcome gift, a pomelo.
Absolutely, yes, lovely. And then there's also the Chinese temples. Those are lovely.
The Wonder Temple in the cave.
Yes, you know, that's right.
Cave temples.
Cave temples of Ipoh, the Sampotongs and
Sampotong,
all the various tongs.
And that's child-friendly?
It's because they can see the good versus the evil, and there's like sometimes little tortoise and fish ponds, so that's fantastic for them. Yes, very colourful, very beautiful.
Okay, is there a bit of a hike involved?
There will be a bit of steps, but not hikes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, all right. So children,
the children is fine.
It's fine. Yeah. Okay, all right. So that's places to eat, places to play. What about places to stay? I mean, are there a lot of family-friendly venues that you know of, or at least you managed to find some?
There are a few options in terms of where to stay. So we've stayed at different types of hotels, different times.
Right.
They're more traditional, regular hotels. But this time, we both did glamping.
Ah, okay.
So day two, we went on different days, but we have some great notes to share together. Glamping essentially is glamour camping. So one night in what we would call a more glamorous tent, because we didn't have to pitch anything. You just have to turn up at the Lost World of Tambun.
Yes. Okay, all right.
Yes. How did you book them, son?
I booked it online.
You booked it online, yes.
Fairly easy.
It's very easy, and it's pretty good price as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not too far from the train station, right? Yeah. If I remember correctly, about half an hour drive or so?
Should be.
Yeah.
Should be. You go first to the Lost World of Tambun Hotel.
Yes.
And you get a buggy that is just for the glamping.
Guests.
Yes, you get
you feel so exclusive. It's like.
Okay. And there's a registration place for you, which is sort of your reception area. And the glamping spot itself is pretty much in the adventure area of the Lost World of Tambun. And for your ticket, you get access to the dry park, the whole theme park, the dry park, the wet park, the night park, the whole thing.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
For 2 days,
For 2 days, yes.
For 2 days, okay. And tell me about glamping. I mean, is it, as the name suggests, glam camping?
It's pretty glam. But the thing is that no toilet attached, so toilets is outside.
That's the camping part.
Yeah, the camping part. I mean, it's a bit inconvenient for the kids. I have three kids, so it's a bit inconvenient during the night. So, mommy, I need to go to the toilet. You know, it's like, then I have to take her all the way there.
Okay. Yeah. Not to the great outdoors? Okay.
But the toilet itself is just a short stroll away.
Short stroll, yeah.
In terms of cleanliness, I would say, you know, if you're familiar or used to gym toilets, it's as good as that. It was a decent, good toilet.
Okay.
And the fact that you wake up to these beautiful limestone caves and clean air and a lovely lake
in front,
facing what we had was a family suite, a family room, which was a double bed and two single beds.
Okay, so these are not actually tents, or are they actual?
They
are you
tents,
saying they
yeah.
are physical
yeah.
tents there
physical
and you're
tents,
staying and there's beds and lovely things inside?
Yeah, so you don't sleep on the ground. That's why it's glam. That adds to the glam curtain and you have a proper bed. It's pretty comfortable. We had comforters and it came with a fan.
Okay.
Okay. So when you zip up your tent at night, it can get a little bit
stuffy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And I guess bug repellent is a necessity as well?
Definitely. Yes. Yeah. I mean, anytime going to nature, you would need an insect repellent, mosquito repellent
of
some
kind. It's optional to get a portable aircon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Which
if you
can.
Yeah.
I think it's a few ringgit extra, you can get a portable aircon that might. But when we went, it was cool. And it actually rained that night. Mm-hmm. And we were dry. So we've tested it.
So fine in any weather, really.
Fine, right? Fantastic. It was very shady because lots of trees. There are a few options you can choose. There's one tent that was on the water, on the lake.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Mm. But that might be a bit, may not be as stable as you may want it to be, especially if it rains. So we took one under the tree, very shady, very nice. There's a space outside with a nice wooden table.
Yes.
Yes, but you have to be careful because there are lots of monkeys.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So just be wary of that,
of
I suppose.
Of those things, yes.
And you took a suite, you said, right? So that fit comfortably like a family of four?
Four, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. And I suppose that it ranges in sizes as well? Or is it each
Most
unit?
Most of the tents seem to be sort of catered to families. And
okay.
It's two adults, two children.
Okay.
Yeah. Only, two to three. Yeah, 2 to 3 children. Can
it's only total of 5 tents, I think.
Yeah, okay. So it's very small. Yeah. It's very small. In fact, we literally felt like we had... There was another family when we were there, so it felt like we owned the whole place, the whole adventure park. And you wake up in the morning and the zip lining is right in front of you for your children to just go. So it's just the right... It depends on the ages of your kids as well and what they want. And you can go kayaking down the lake.
Yeah. Kayaking. Wow,
yes,
that's fun. Yeah,
super fun.
And there's people there to kind of help you if you don't quite know how to do things. I mean, I'm sure everything is taken care of, right?
Sort of. The kayaking, I kind of had to manage it with my little one. But it went okay. It was fine.
Okay. And what sort of other things can they do there? I mean, I imagine sleeping under the stars might be an option if you want to like kind of pull out your bed or bunker. No, not quite.
I suppose you can unzip. If you don't have to zip the whole thing,
then
you can have a bit of view outside.
Were the kids afraid, you know, being out, well, technically outdoors at night? You know, was this, because I think this was their first sort of experience camping.
Mine, definitely. Mine
was the second time.
Oh, you've done it before.
Were they like, you know, how did they react to it?
They were super excited. They were super excited. And also they had a long day. There's even somebody to carry your bags to your camp. So truly glamping. You don't, And they spent the whole day at the park, at the theme park. And they were quite exhausted.
Okay.
And you know, you need to bring a few things at night, like some cards or whatever, and maybe a book to read. And they were flat out. They were so exhausted, but they truly were really loved the idea of sleeping in the tent and waking up in the morning, running to the lake. It was magical. It was really wonderful.
Okay, all right. And how did your kids find it, son? I mean, did they truly enjoy it as
when
well?
When I told them that we are going camping, their thoughts like, oh, we're going to sleep on the floor. And then my little one was like, oh, I hate leeches, you know. It's like, but when they get there, it's totally different. It's like, you know, the bed is lovely and then the tent is quite big and then there's a portable aircon there. It's like, I really love it. And then it's like the view is really amazing. Mm-hmm. And then with the zip line just right in front, and then just love it. And then, they truly enjoy the whole experience.
Wonderful. And as you mentioned, there are other things to do like kayaking. There's a zip line,
part of the adventure park. And then you get the whole, basically the whole Lost World of Tambun theme park, which is a very nice, smallish resort. It's not too big in terms of, some theme parks can be very big, too much to do. And I have gone to Lost World of Tambun with during different ages of my children, and they tend to do different things based on their age and interests. So it does cater to all needs and requirements.
And what about food there? Everything is taken care of, or you need to sort out your own food?
There's some morning, there's a cafe there that provide buffet breakfast every morning, so we just go there for the breakfast. And I think that's throughout our stay, there's a snack bar there,
lots of different options.
I guess, I mean, for those who don't really want to drive out, they just want to stay there, that is perfectly acceptable, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. A few quick tips. Son, did you feel safe in the tent? Because that was one of the key things that I thought, you know, if I have got all my stuff in the tent, will I feel safe?
Yeah, quite safe because they give us a padlock, two padlocks to lock our tent. And we were very safe because we are the only family there that period of time when we stay there. But the guy, there's a ranger there who stay there throughout 24 hours, you know.
So pretty safe.
It's very safe,
We felt safe too. Yeah, once we got there, it was all those fears just went vanished.
Yeah, except the monkey might attack you.
But they're just trying to steal your food, right? Most likely.
Yeah, they actually got a stuffed tiger. Stuffed toy tiger, and then they put it there, and then the monkey actually scared of that tiger.
Like a scarecrow, right? Yeah. Like a scare tiger,
yes. And it wasn't, one of the earlier fears, will it be too hot? and stuffy, but it was fine. Yeah, it was absolutely fine.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So suitable for, you know, parents with kids of any ages, you would say, and
maybe past
not
the baby stage.
Past the baby stage,
but
yeah.
You could. There was a very small baby next door, but it might be okay. Depends on the child. Really depends on the child. But obviously 3 to 4 up would be absolutely fine. The rooms come fully kitted with toiletries, shampoo, towels, everything. Yeah. So you don't really need to bring, because you think camping, I would need to bring all these
everything,
little
yeah.
basic essentials. It's all there. So that adds again to the glamour continent. Morning coffee. You still have to walk down to the reception. You don't get a kettle in your room. So you do need to walk across to the reception for hot water and 3-in-1 coffee.
Sure. Okay.
So that's some compromise for the coffee snobs, but otherwise it's absolutely fine.
And I guess also, you know, for those with babies who are still drinking milk at night, you know, the hot water, you probably need to prepare that and keep that in the tent,
yes.
right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, you do.
Okay. All right. Sounds exciting. My goodness, I can't wait to try it out. What else tips do you have for parents? Anything else you'd like to add?
I suppose don't forget your mosquito repellent. Mm. The theme park itself closes on Tuesday, so you want to keep that in mind. If you're doing a long weekend, it defeats the purpose to be there on a Tuesday and everything is shut.
Okay. Yeah. And is there a particular ideal duration to spend there? Is it maybe one night, two nights? Or
I did one night.
I think one night should be enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, it also depends on how busy the park is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's on the weekdays, I mean, that should be enough. That weekend might be tempted to be a bit busy, so you might spend maybe two nights.
But you might want to spend two nights. But to be honest, I was exhausted at the end. Not my kids. They would be ready to spend another night.
It's always the parents that are exhausted and ready to go home.
Yeah, they got a fire show at night. So they stay up until, what time? Fire shows finish at 10-ish.
Okay.
So by the time they get back to the tent, it's almost 11. So we're all exhausted and just knock out.
And I forgot one thing. Showering. How do you shower there?
Well, it's proper shower cubicles,
Okay.
But again, it's separated from your tent, so you have to carry your it's toiletries and essentials.
So it's a little bit of roughing it out, very little.
Little bit part of that camping, of the trip.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, sounds excellent.
Highly recommended, you know. I think my kids are going to go more camping from now.
Not camping, glamping.
Glamping, yes. And best to book it online, as you were saying,
before
you go. Okay, all right. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
That was Jayanthi Naidu Desan and Chewy Poi Sun from Happy Go KL. If you're looking for some fun activities for the kids for the first half of July, we've got you covered as well. Happening over at KL Pack, an opera performance of Hansel and Gretel. So this is presented by Kuala Lumpur City Opera. It's a full-length opera in 3 acts, and it's going to be sung in English with Chinese subtitles. And the age limit is 6 years, except for the Family Fun Day that has no age limit. So that's happening this week. From the 5th, which is today, till the 8th of July. And that's over at KL Pack. Also, another thing happening over at Desa Park City, Nate the Great and the Wandering Word at Storybook. So this is a storytelling event based on kids' detective stories with clues and word hunting happening. That's on the 7th of July from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that's happening over at the Storybook, which is in Desa Park City. If you're more into science and nature, Young Entomologist by MNS, that's Malaysian Nature Society. So your kids get to learn about insects, catch and release, and learn how to identify and even classify insects by looking at their external characteristics. So this is for kids aged 5 to 12. It's happening on the 14th of July from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And that's happening over at Frim MNS Nature Education Centre, which of course is in Frim in Kepong. And finally, Fun Play Farming. That's a morning full of gardening for the little ones, followed by a bit of lunch. The afternoon high tea in garden is a relaxed fair in the garden with nibbles and activities for the kids. Both sessions are happening on all July weekends but bookings are required. So that's happening at Murray House. And there's also lots of school holiday programs taking place in July and August. You know, if you want to find out more and if you want to find out the full details of all the events I just mentioned to you, do head to happygokl.com. So that's it for this episode. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous episodes of Family Time, you can search for the podcasts on our BFM app, which is available on Google Play and the App Store. And of course, don't forget to check out happygokl.com. This has been Family Time on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thanks. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.